It's Thursday, November 9th, and you're listening to Wing TV. I'm Victor Thorne, and it's a gorgeous, I mean a gorgeous day here in Happy Valley in central Pennsylvania. Mid to upper 60s, sun bright outside, and I've always said I'm all for global warming 3 or 4 months of the year. Of course, those 3 or 4 months of the year are in the wintertime. And for the beginning of November, you can't beat a day like this. We actually have the window open here. And just absolutely gorgeous. So I can't wait to get the show done, post my news updates, go down to the post office, and then I can go out and take a walk and enjoy some of the day. So I hope it's this nice everywhere else in the country, too. Of course, we're coming off the hangover now of Tuesday's midterm elections. I hope everyone had a chance to tune into our show yesterday where we discussed a lot of the key races yesterday and also the bigger picture, what it means to America and what it means to our future. I think this was a fairly important election. The results were pretty riveting, and I know I've spoken to other people in the alternative media, and many of them were surprised that the Democrats not only won one House, but won both Houses, the House and the Senate, in the Congress, and I think it effectively ends George Bush's presidency. So, you know, it's something we're going to keep an eye on as the days roll on. Now this is kind of the celebration for the Democrats, and a lot of the Republicans, especially the talk show hosts, seem to be more bitter with George Bush than the Democrats are. I think a lot of these conservative talk show hosts actually want to see Bush impeached more than the Democrats do. They're so betrayed, they're so disgusted with what he's done, that I don't think any of them would mind if Bush walked tomorrow and didn't come back. Now, before I go on, I have a quick announcement. From this point forward, Wing TV is going to be a solo project. In other words, it's going to be me flying solo here. You're stuck with me. And it's going to mean some changes here at Wing TV, of course. But on tomorrow's show, what I'm going to do is talk about the accomplishments that we've had here at Wing TV, and I think they're quite vast. I don't think this alternative media has ever seen anyone like Lisa Giuliani and myself. So tomorrow I'm going to talk a little bit about how this all came about, what we've done, some of the accomplishments, what our real goals were here. And as I said, it's going to be a little different here. It's going to be a lot different flying solo. But I've always said, Wing TV isn't going to go away, and I have no intention of doing so. And, you know, it's different to look at the world now, especially the Patriot Movement and the alternative media, in comparison to 4 or 5 years ago. We started doing a radio show in 2002, so next year it'll be our fifth year in broadcasting, and the way I saw the Patriot Movement then is quite a bit different than the way I see it today, and I'm going to get into that tomorrow. That was one of the things that we did here on Wing TV, was expose the real core of this Patriot Movement and alternative media. And I hate to say it, but the core of it isn't what I thought it was. And if you go to the Wing TV homepage today, you'll see an article, the lead article on the right-hand side. It's called Dump the Incumbents. And naturally, if the midterm elections are any indicator, the American people said very loud and clearly they wanted two things. They wanted to get rid of those who were in power, and they wanted to clean house of those who had become old and bloated and entrenched and corrupted. And I can't argue one iota with that sentiment, because when I walked into the polling booth yesterday, that's exactly what I wanted too. Basically, if there was an independent candidate running, I voted for them. If there wasn't an independent running, I voted for the person who wasn't in office. In other words, I voted against the incumbent. And I can't think of a better philosophy yesterday. It seems like millions of Americans used the same strategy, because A lot of guys were sent packing, and a lot of those who had become entrenched are no longer there, and that's for the betterment of this country, I believe. Now, the twist in this article called Dump the Incumbents is that the same outlook or the same viewpoint or the same perspective also applies to the alternative media. We have people now in this alternative media that have become incumbents. They're old, bloated, entrenched, and corrupted. And if we want to get rid of our congressmen like that, and I guess the same even applies to the mainstream media. How many people have turned against the incumbent mainstream media? In the last year or two, we've gotten rid of Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, Peter Jennings died. Newspaper readership is way, way down all across the country. So even news-wise, people are saying, dump the incumbents. We don't want them in our politicians. We don't want them in our mainstream media. We've taken to finding new sources of information, namely on the internet, namely on shows like Wing TV, Michael Collins Piper's radio show, Frank Whalen out there, Bill Brumbaugh's Proactive News, and on and on and on. This is the new media. Regrettably, we have people that are so entrenched, they've been here now for dozens of years, if not more, and they've become akin to these bloated politicians and this old media that I've been talking about. They're also reminiscent of the pigs, of the sow, in George Orwell's Animal Farm. If you remember that story, and I strongly urge you, if you haven't read this story lately, I mean, everybody read it when they were a kid or when they were in high school, but if you haven't read this book lately, go out to your local used bookstore or go out to a new bookstore, pick it up, and reread this book. You can get through it in a couple hours. And the first 7 or 8 pages, the entire blueprint is laid out. But what's even more important is that the animals, when they overthrew their enemy, which was the humans, they had lofty goals and lofty ideals at the onset. They wanted to make life better. They wanted to rebel against the old guard. And at the start, they did. Their aims and their motives were true. But it didn't take real long for the sow, for the bloated pigs, to say, wait a second, you know what? We can use this movement now for our own benefit. And what the sows did then was take control. They became old and bloated and entrenched and corrupt. And they got some rabid little dogs to do their dirty work for them. If somebody spoke out against their incumbency, their entrenchment, they sicked the rabid little pit bulls on them to silence them. And if you look in our alternative media today, a lot of these figures that started off, I would assume, with good intentions and were fighting an enemy that was the New World Order or the federal government or the IRS or globalism or internationalism, whatever you want to call it, these very same people now have either become the enemy by becoming mirror images of the pigs in Orwell's Animal Farm, or they exhibit the same traits as the enemy. That would be things like censorship, suppression of information, money grubbing, fear mongering, and on and on and on. So the bottom line of the story of this article is, if we want to get rid of the incumbents in D.C., if we want to get rid of the incumbents in this mainstream media, what the hell are we doing keeping these incumbents around in our alternative media? People like Alex Jones, Ted Anderson, who's the president of GCN, John Stadtmiller, who runs RBN for Ted Anderson, who's really nothing more than a puppet for Ted Anderson. People like Jeff Rentz, 911truth.org, this supposed... See, 911truth.org didn't even start off with good intentions. They were put in place right off the get-go to keep information suppressed. And if you look at what they did to 9/11 on trial, what they did to 9/11 evil, which now proves who did 9/11. If you look at how they're suppressing information about the Pentagon, about Flight 93 and the Shanksville hoax, how they refuse to put information out that Killtown is publishing. Basically, the entire alternative media is ignoring Killtown's articles. This is what I'm talking about. It's the same thing as our bloated, entrenched, incumbent politicians in D.C. We want to get rid of them. Well, we better get rid of the incumbents in our own house, too, then, because if the incumbents are dragging down our political system in D.C., well, the same applies to what's going on here in our Patriot movement. I'd also like to announce that Wing TV has released this week its first ever DVD. It's called Evidence of Revision, subtitled History May Be Revised, Even As It Is Being Written. Now, this is a 5-DVD collection. It's over 8 hours long, and the selling price is only $19.99. Now, most places that put out a DVD, they're selling, this is a single disc set. They're selling them for $24.99, $29.99. This is 5 discs, 8 hours long plus for $19.99. And this is some of the most hardcore, rare footage you'll ever see on the assassination of John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, J. Edgar Hoover, Lyndon Baines Johnson. And here's what you're going to get on these 5 discs. The first one is The Assassinations of Kennedy and Oswald as You've Never Seen It Before. Disc 2 is The Why of It All in Relationship to Vietnam and Lyndon Johnson. And I'll tell you what, Lyndon Johnson, if you thought this guy was a schmuck and a crook, it'll reinforce everything you've ever thought about this guy. He's as bad as they come. Disc 3 is about LBJ, J. Edgar Hoover, and others, what so few people know about them today. Disc 4 revolves around the assassination of Robert Kennedy, as never seen before. And finally, disc number 5 goes into more about the Robert Kennedy assassination, along with MK Ultra mind control, the Jonestown massacre, or should we say the Jonestown murders, as opposed to the Jonestown suicides, plus all of this related to how you can break out of this massive mind control that's being waged against you by organized religion, the government, mainstream media, the education system, the history books, and on and on and on. So, we're very proud of this DVD. We've put out CD-ROMs before at Wing TV that you watch on your computer. But this is a DVD. You can watch it right on your television, on your big screen, whatever. And it's a damn good DVD. So it's right on the Wing TV homepage, also in our bookstore, and well worth a look. 5 DVDs, 8 hours in length. Now, I want to get to some other things, and this is really the direction Wing TV is going to go in the future. Of course, we're going to keep talking about current events, things that are happening in the world. But I think what we really need to focus on more is how to free ourselves from this matrix. In other words, what kind of philosophy and what kind of psychology do we need to get away from all this stuff? Because the way I see it is, being independent is the only way to free oneself from these chains. If anybody has ever read a play that was originally written by Henrik Ibsen, it was later updated by Arthur Miller, it's called An Enemy of the People, the greatest play ever written. And I'm going to devote a couple shows in the near future to this play. But what it essentially says is the group or the masses are always wrong. And if you're aspiration is to be part of the group, or to be part of the masses, or to belong to something, then you're shooting yourself in the foot, because what we see too often in our society, and this is in all societies, and it's perpetuated, of course, by the government, by the mainstream media, especially by the education system, is this nefarious groupthink. And I wrote a 5-part series a couple weeks ago about groupthink that gave all the different characteristics of it. And or maybe it's a three-part series, I can't remember exactly, but it shows you exactly and precisely the way groupthink operates. And that's what we have to get away from. You can't have your mind being controlled by others. You have to become your own person. You have to think your own independent thoughts and break free of everything else. That's the key, and that's really the direction I want to go to. This type of philosophy, and we've talked on this show a lot about freedom, how important freedom is, and how important truth is, and how important wisdom is, and how important it is to look at reality versus the illusion, this vast illusion that's been created in nearly every walk of life. And to get out of this illusion, you have to become independent. You can't become part of the group, because the group is the illusion. That's what the group, that's what the government, that's what the media, that's what religion, that's what the education system has been put in place for millennia, for centuries. They've been put in place to create the illusion. And to get out of it, you have to become independent. So to do so, another element of this is you have to ask, what is your purpose? What is your purpose in life? Now, some people say, well, you know, I go out and I do my job, and that's what my purpose is. Well, no, that's not your purpose. That's what you do to stay alive. That's your sustenance. It's not your purpose. Some people say, well, my purpose in life is to get married and have kids and raise my children. Well, that's not a purpose. That's not a purpose from beyond. What that is really is a perpetuation of the race. And of course, a good, strong family is a great thing. But it's not a purpose above and beyond that transcends everything else. That's just one of the elements of life. And, you know, some people say, well, my purpose in life is to collect baseball cards, to get a good baseball card collection. Or my purpose in life is to bowl a 300 game or something. Well, those aren't purposes. Those are goals. Those are something that you set your sights on. But what I'm talking about here is a real, honest-to-goodness purpose. Something that transcends everything else. And that's what we have to ask. What is our purpose? What the hell are we on this earth for? Why were we conceived? And even though we can't answer the question, why were we conceived? Once the cards have been dealt and you are conceived, you're born, you're brought into this existence, what are you going to do? Why are you here? What transcends everything else so that when the end of this cycle of existence ends, Have you transcended where you came from? In other words, did you build upon what you were given? Or did you stagnate? Did you stay in the same place? Or regrettably, did you even revert? Now, a good way to look at this is my favorite parable in the Bible. And it's the one where Jesus talks about a king. And he has three servants. And he gets the three servants before him before he goes away on a trip. And he gives the first servant 10 coins. And he gives the second servant 5 coins. And he gives the last servant 2 coins. And I'm paraphrasing here. So, you know, if you get out your Bible, I'm sure it might say it a little bit differently. But this is the gist of it. And he's going on a trip and he says, use this money wisely. Now, of course, money didn't matter to Jesus. He could have cared less about money because that wasn't important to him. But he was using money as his symbol or his metaphor because he was talking to the Israelis, to the Jews, and money was very important to them at that time. So that was just the metaphor. He wasn't saying that money is the important thing. But he said, use this money wisely. Well, what the money represents is potential. Jesus wanted us to be active. He wanted us to do something. He wanted us to have a purpose that transcends everything else. So, the king goes off away on his trip and he comes back. He calls the first servant in. And the servant says, I took these 10 coins and used it wisely, and now I have 100 coins. And the king says, I'm very proud of you. I'm going to give you this city right here that you can roll over, or that you can rule over. So in other words, this guy took what he was given and did something with it. He had a purpose, and he was rewarded for it. The second servant comes in. And he says, I took these 5 coins and I turned them into 50 coins. I used it wisely. And the king says, as your reward, I'm going to give you this village over here. So again, this guy was active. He utilized what was given to him and made it more. And he was given a reward. Finally, the last servant comes in. And the king says, what did you do with your 2 coins that I gave you? In other words, this is your purpose. This is your potential. What did you do with your potential? And the guy says, well, I took my 2 coins and I dug a hole in the backyard and I buried the coins. And the king was irate because instead of using his potential, he buried it in the backyard and didn't expand upon it. Well, the king, as I said, was irate. And then it goes into the gnashing of teeth and the wailing of souls and blah, blah, blah. And the bottom line is, what we can learn from this parable is that everybody in life is given potential. Everybody is given a gift. It's our responsibility now to take that potential and expand upon it. Some people might say, well, look at me. I was born in this poor family and I barely had shoes on my feet and I didn't go to a good school. I didn't go to college. I'm working at a Unimart, blah, blah, blah. What am I supposed to do? Well, you know what? Crybabying and whining about it isn't going to do anything. Because even the servant that was given 2 coins could have taken those 2 coins and expanded them into 10 coins or 20 or 50. Anybody can do anything they want to. And right here on Wing TV, this is a perfect example. We don't have a big fancy studio here. We don't have advertisers. We don't have millions of dollars or even hundreds of dollars coming into Wing TV. But there's a drive and a purpose and a destiny that I believe in. And I believe in something bigger than ourselves, bigger than all of us. And that's what purpose, that's what we have to keep in mind when we think about purpose. What are we doing while we're here on this planet? Do we want to be like the servant that takes his 2 coins and buries them in the backyard? Or do we want to take whatever we're given? And naturally, everybody is given a different set of circumstances at birth. It's just like a poker game. Someone might get dealt 2 kings and 2 queens and a deuce. They already have 2 pair. Somebody might get a 4, 7, 8, 9 and an ace. They have nothing. But if you use the cards correctly and you have enough drive, you can change anything you have into something greater than itself. And that is exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about purpose. Nothing transcends our existence more than purpose and faith. And if you have faith in anything, then you have purpose because you can turn it into something bigger than yourself. A lot of people just look at the here and now. That's all that matters is what's in front of them right now. And you know what? That's like burying the coins in the backyard because whether you believe me or not, there's a lot more to existence than just the here and now. There's something bigger that transcends all of us. And that's where purpose and belief come in. Even if someone doesn't believe in God, doesn't mean they still can't have a purpose. This isn't something about religion. This is about purpose, about transcending ourselves. And if you bring the concept of karma into it, or even reincarnation, a lot of people don't believe in reincarnation. This isn't about reincarnation. But what it's talking about is for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And the word karma itself connotes action. Just like the parable with Jesus. The king wanted his servants to go out and be active. He didn't want them to stagnate, to stay in one place. He wanted them to expand upon themselves. And when we look at the world in this way, we have to then ask ourselves, what are we doing? Are we burying our treasures? Or are we trying to make our world a better place? Well, I want to talk again about Jesus. Because during his short-lived ministry, he had some enemies that were called the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious hierarchy. And at every turn, these people plotted and did whatever they could to make Jesus' life hell, to thwart what he was trying to accomplish. Well, Jesus, what did he do? Did he just overlook the evil of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and these religious shysters? That was really, for all intents and purposes, they were the government of the time. Religion was the government. That was the structure that controlled society. Now, did Jesus, when he saw all of this wrongdoing and evil, did he just walk by it and turn a blind eye? Hell no. Every single chance he had, he lashed out and exposed the Pharisees and religious leaders and these phony balonies. Every single time he had a chance, he did it. And if you read the four Gospels, you'll see for yourself, there isn't a time when these phonies confront him that he doesn't not only expose what they're doing, but put them in their place and show. He was basically saying the Pharisees are the incumbents. Do you get it? The same thing 2,000 years ago still applies today. The Pharisees back then were the incumbents. And today, who's the incumbents in our current Bush administration? Well, it's the neocons. They've been around since the 60s. And a lot of these guys have been around since the 80s, ever since it goes all the way back to Nixon and Ford and the Reagan administrations. So these guys are the incumbents, just like the Pharisees were back then. So when Jesus was walking around and talking to the people and lashing out at the Pharisees and letting everybody know what they were, let me ask everybody this question. If you died tomorrow was your last day on earth, would you be happy with how much evil you've pointed out in the world around you? Personally, here at Wing TV, I can say I think I would die satisfied knowing that we did whatever we could here at Wing TV to expose the evil around us. Not only in the government, not only in organized religion and education and history and the mainstream media, but also in the alternative media and the patriot movement. Evil doesn't just exist in a little pocket here and a little pocket there. Evil permeates and winds its way through all walks of life and every single groupthink that there is. And if you don't think this alternative media and this patriot movement, if you don't think it's poisoned by huge doses of groupthink, then you're seriously mistaken. Because it is, and that's one of the biggest drawbacks that it has, is if you can remember anything that I've said to you nearly three years now, it's this. And forget about the books on 9/11 and the articles exposing the New World Order. Forget about all that. If there's one thing I can say to remember, it's this. You're getting screwed. And this meaning you, the everyday person, you're getting screwed at every turn. You're the most manipulated and exploited individual in society because you're not in control, you're not in the upper echelon, and you're not in the media, you don't run a scam organized religion, and you're not part of the alternative media that's bamboozling you. All of these different elements are getting a piece of flesh off of you. And when people are being manipulated that way, I don't want to be manipulated. I don't want to be used. And it kills me to see when other people do too. When I see these shysters, these televangelists on TV, and they're sending around the collection plate every 20 minutes, and they're performing these phony baloney miracles that have been exposed as nothing but hoaxes. Or when I see these fortune tellers, or when I see the commercials for these people that just send in $4.99 a minute, call up Prophet Cleo or whoever the hell they are, and they'll tell you your future, and they'll lead you to riches and love and fame and all this stuff. They're all screwing you. They're all creating the illusion. And what we have to do is transcend it. We have to have a purpose that's not their purpose for you, because their purpose for you is to separate you from your money and to keep you in a nice little box. That's all they want to see your purpose being. But what I'm telling you today is become independent of all of them. And that includes Wing TV. Go beyond our thinking. Create your own independent mind. Be free in your mind. Don't be a controlled thinker. Be an independent thinker. Free yourself of everything. And become you. Find your purpose on this planet. And once you find it, don't let anything stop you from attaining it. Because once you do so, then the rewards start coming. And I don't mean monetary rewards or any of that crap. I'm talking about something much bigger. Something that transcends this life. And it's only when you see beyond the here and now, when you see the big picture, then you start realizing, is like, wait a second. I just stepped outside of the matrix. I just stepped outside of the illusion. I'm now free. For the first time ever, I've finally freed myself from all of this nonsense. And if you can do that, I'll tell you what, you're ahead of 99.999% of all the other people in the world, because they're willing to settle for the here and now. They're willing to settle for the group. They're willing to settle for the illusion. And all they've done is taken their money, their coins, and bury them in the backyard and stagnate. And there's nothing more that's ever going to come to them. It's only those who become independent that can see beyond everything. Those are the ones that are free. I'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Thank you very much for tuning in. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.